May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a verse that's meant a lot to me over the years. And has meant a lot to me lately. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to be here today. We leave for Africa tomorrow for 15 days, and so we'll be here. I won't be here. But there are times when I do things, or the team that we're taking, we do things, and this trip's particularly important, where there's just a lot of warfare, spiritual warfare. I don't know if you ever encounter that. You go into a situation, there's just a lot of stuff, flack, the enemy throws at you. And this scripture has become really relevant for me again. Those of you who don't know my story, that when I gave my life to Christ 42 years ago, I was suffering from mental illness, from clinical anxiety and clinical depression. Long story, not wonderful story, but after a couple years of grappling with that, even though I'd given my life to Christ, the Lord spoke to me and showed me that I was in Christ, and that because I was in Christ, Christ was in me, and that Christ had come to live inside of me, not to be some kind of heavenly cheerleader, but to actually live his life through me. And it was transformational for me, and I experienced extraordinary healing. Now, over the years, our flesh doesn't get any better, by the way. You know that, right? It's Christ who lives his life. He manifests himself through our flesh, but if you start walking in the flesh or give in to the patterns of the flesh, it won't take long for snake to act like a snake. You can't reform them. And so there have been times over the years since then, there have been these little moments of attack where the enemy would attack and my emotions or whatever, and I would just go deeper into the things, you know, you just lean heavier into the beloved. This is Song of Solomon. We talked about this yesterday. Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? And God uses those things to teach us how to lean heavy into Christ, how to rest, put all our weight on him. But there's this place in Isaiah 33, and it says this. It says verse 6, "And he shall be the stability of our times." And I remember years and years ago when I first got set free, how powerful that verse was to me, that he was the stability of my times. That my stability was not a principle or a pattern, but was a person, and that he's pretty stable. And that word there in Hebrew, times, just talks about seasons or whatever you might be going through. So this word is applicable for he's your financial stability. It's not that God's going to honor rebellion or dishonesty, that kind of thing. But we somehow get this wrong, that if we don't get it just perfect, God's not going to bless us. God blesses us because he knows we can't get it perfect. That's why we need him to bless us. But in places where my stability, my financial stability, isn't dependent on the stock market. My financial stability isn't dependent on the American government. My financial stability isn't dependent on who's the president. My financial stability is not dependent on my paycheck. I don't mean it to sound irresponsible, but my financial stability, he's the stability of my times financially. And in any other circumstance or situations where you might feel unstable, he says he is the stability of your times. He's what I can trust in more than anybody else. It's him. And over all these years, there's so many stories I could tell you that God has done, but relating it to financial stuff, I mean to emotional stuff, some years after the Lord healed and set me free, and I was just thinking about how it feels good to feel good. And it's really miserable to be miserable. I don't know if you ever know that. And I was just thinking, Lord, I said, Lord, it feels good to really feel good. And it was really miserable to be miserable. And in those times when you come under attack, be miserable. I just thank you so much that you were the stability of my times, and I felt so terrible. And the Lord spoke something to me that was so powerful in my life. He said, Chuck, I'm the stability of your times when you feel good. I wasn't just the stability of your times when you were feeling bad. I wasn't just holding you together so you didn't fall apart. I'm holding you together now when you're feeling good. It's not all of a sudden you're holding yourself together because you feel good. I'm still the one holding you together. I'm the stability of your times. It's got nothing to do with how you feel or don't feel. That was so important to me, because when you have seasons where there's just attack on the outside and it sort of can rattle your cage a little bit on the inside, you remember that you're the stability of my times. Again, that Colossians 1:17, for in him all things hold together. There was another one of those verses back in the day where God spoke to me. He said, I'm holding you together. I'm your stability. There's a place in the psalm where it says, he's our strong tower. So you think about an old castle, walled castle, and then towers. Those were battlements, and you think of a strong tower. He said, I'm your strong tower. And so if you're sitting inside the strong tower, and they're, you know, catapulting boulders and all kind of things hitting the tower, and you feel it kind of, and so what may be going on the inside of your heart and your emotions, what might be rattling your mental and emotional cage, the truth is, if that strong tower is as strong as God, I don't care what's going on or what it sounds like, it's not going down. And if he's not going down, you're not going down. No matter what you might be feeling, you're not going down. He's the stability of our times. And God just reminded me of that again these last few months. And it's a long story. It's one you don't even need to be concerned with, of course. But there's just some intense things that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to spend a few days in the UN refugee camps. There's just some other stuff going on. Just some weird stuff happening, more than any other trip I've ever been on. The last part of the trip, I think, is going to be a lot of fun part. It'll probably end up being the hardest part, because Africa is really unpredictable. But that's not true. I think it's going to be a fun part. But God's reminding me again, Chuck, no matter what's going on around you, no matter how much you're getting rattled on the inside, don't trust how you feel. I'm your strong tower. I'm the stability of your times. You can rest in that and not trust in how you feel or trust in the sounds that you hear, but rest in the fact that I am your stability. That's been a transformational word for me all these 40 years. As a guy who was mentally ill, who's walked out proving that he's just what he says he is, the stability of our times. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.